Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jacob Bromwitz, and today we are continuing in the fifth chapter of Maseches Bechoros. Today we'll be learning Mishnah's Dalet and Hay. Mishnah Dalet. Haya Bechor Rodfo. Let's say a person is being chased by a Bechor. Uba'ato v'asabo mum. So in order to protect himself, he kicks the animal, and that makes a blemish. Harizei yishchod alav. This animal may be slaughtered because of that blemish, even though it was inflicted by the person. Kol ha-mumin ha-ru'uyin lavo b'yidei adam. Any blemish that could have been made by a person, such as a cut or something that's been severed, as opposed to a defect that it's born with. Ro'en Yisrael ne'amanim. So when it comes to a defect that could have been made by a person, Israelite shepherds, Yisrael, rank and file Jew, are believed when they say that it happened on its own. V'ro'em kohanim eno ne'amanim. But kohanim, who are shepherds, are not believed. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, ne'aman hu al shel chavero v'eno ne'aman al shel atzmo. He feels that a Kohen is believed when he's talking about somebody else's animals, but he's not believed when he's talking about his own. Rabbi Meir Omer, but Rabbi Meir says, Hechoshud al dovar lo dono v'lo mi'ido. This is something we said a day or two ago, that when someone is suspected in a matter, he cannot judge regarding it, and he cannot testify regarding it. So since a Kohen is suspected on his own, he cannot testify about another. Let's look in the Bart Nuro. Hayabachor Rudfo, Hariza Yishchad Alav. If the Bachor is chasing him and he kicks it, then it can be slaughtered because of that injury. Velo Shanu Ella Sheba'ato Bishas Radifa. You'll note that our Mishnah is only talking about when he kicks the animal because he's being chased by it. Aval Shalo Bishas Radifa Lo, but not when he's not being chased by the animal. So if he just walks up to an animal and kicks it, that doesn't help. It has to be where the animal's chasing him and he kicks it in self-defense. Haruin Levo Bide Adam. Any injury that could come about from a human being. Shiyesh Lomar Adam Hitilubo. Because you could say a person caused it. Kagon Nisimas Eino, like its eye has been blinded. Nikata Yado, the foreleg has been cut off. Nistaka Azno, or its ear has been cut. Rom Yisraelim Ne'amanim. The Israelite shepherds are believed. Yisrael harero behemto shel kohen. If the Jew is the shepherd for the animals of a kohen, ne'aman lomer al hamumin shenaflu behemto shel kohen shemalehem iru. Then he is believed to say that the injuries of animals belonging to kohanim happened on their own. V'yochlenu balav hakohen bemumo. And the kohen, who's his employer, can eat because of that injury. V'lo chashdinan lei shema ayadei adam bo zeh hamum bekavana. And we're not concerned that maybe a person actually caused this wound intentionally. V'ro azeh mishaker, and this shepherd is lying. U'bola hatiro kadei sheyishchatenu rabo kohen v'yachlu mimenu. And we're not thinking that he's lying so that his employer, the kohen, can slaughter this animal and eat it. Shehai Yisrael muter lecho min bachor balmum, because a Jew can eat from a blemished firstborn. Kisha ha kohen nosen lo mimenu, when a kohen gives him some. Bahachi lo chashdinan le, we're not concerned about such a case, we're not suspicious of it. Delelegima mu'etes kazu, lo chashinan she yishakru haroe v'yavor aveira, ba'avor hanas legima bilvad. He's going to get a little tiny portion. He's going to get nothing. The profit motivation isn't enough for him to violate a Torah law. So we're not concerned that he's going to lie, he's going to impugn himself, he's going to perjure, just for a bite of this bechor. It's not worth it. Roim kohanim, but when it comes to shepherds who are kohanim, roim shehem kohanim, en ne'amanim, kishiroim behemtam sheyisrael. Shepherds who are Kohanim are not believed when they're watching animals belonging to Yisraelim, regular Jews. D'nechshad hai kohen roeh shehu atzmo hitubo mum. Because the Kohen is suspected of causing the blemish himself. D'meimar amar hai roeh, because this shepherd could say, lo shafik rabbi lididi v'hav l'kohen achrina. So basically he's trying to get the animal from his employer for himself. V'hu ha-din, the kohen roeh einu ne'eman l'hayid al ha-bachur shel kohen acher. And similarly, one kohen who's a shepherd cannot testify about the bachur belonging to another kohen. D'chashinan l'gomlim, because they're suspected of collusion. D'savar a'idna achshav, because the shepherd will say, I will testify about him now. V'hei gomel li kishiyitein Yisrael Bechor Tam, Va'atil Bo Mum, V'yavo Kohen Zeh, V'yideni, Shemei Olav Nafal Bo Mum. So they're in collusion, they're in cahoots, and he's saying that, you know what, eventually I'll get a Bechor from a Yisrael, and this other Kohen will testify for me when I make a blemish that it happened by itself. So we're concerned that they're going to be in collusion, and they're going to conspire to lie for one another, and therefore it's not permitted. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Ne'man hu al shel chavero, ve'enu ne'man al shel atzmo. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says he is believed about another Kohen's animal, just not about his own. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, Palig Atanakama, he disagrees with the first opinion. V'savar delo nechshdu kohanim ela al b'chor atzmo. He feels that kohanim are only not believed when it comes to their own animals. Shekvar nasnu lo Yisrael, which an Israelite has already given to them. Ava'al shel chavero, but when it comes to an animal belonging to a different Kohen, bein rabo, bein acher, whether it's his employer or somebody else, lo nechshdu alav, then they are not suspected of any wrongdoing in this matter. But Rabbi Meir says, kol hachashid al davar lo danu v'lo me'ido, anyone who's suspected in a matter cannot judge it or testify regarding it. V'ike bein Rabbi Meir l'tanakama, there is a difference of opinion between Rabbi Meir and the Tanakama. They both say the Kohen is not believed, so what's the difference? De la Rabbi Meir, b'chor Kohen shenafel bo mum, tzarach shnayim min hashuk l'hayit alav. So according to Rabbi Meir, a bechor belonging to a Kohen that gets an injury would need two disinterested parties to come and testify about it. V'yed echad, afilu she'eno Kohen, en moyo bo, but a single witness, even if he's not a Kohen, would not be sufficient. Ulatana kama, but according to the first opinion, davka Kohen eno ne'mon l'hayid al bechor shel Kohen. According to the first opinion, only a Kohen is not believed to testify on the Bechor of another Kohen. Dechashinan legomlim, because we're concerned that they're going to be in cahoots. They're going to lie for one another. Elisha'eno Kohen, afilu echad meid ne'man lahatiro. But when it comes to a non-Kohen, even a single witness is sufficient to permit the animal. For Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, afilu banav ubnei beso shel Kohen ne'manim. Even the sons and the members of the household of the Kohen are believed. Didavka ihu gufei al shel atzmo eno ne'man. Because it's only he who's not believed on his own property. V'ishto nami eno ne'menes, but his wife also is not believed. M'nei shehika gufo, because a person's wife is like himself. V'halacha k'Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. And in this matter, the halacha does follow Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So a Kohen is only not believed about his own animal. Mishneh hei. Ne'man ha'kohen lomer ha'resi b'chor zeh u'bal mumhu. A Kohen is believed to say, I showed this animal to an expert, and it has been designated a bal mum, so it can be slaughtered. Ha'kol ne'manim al mumei ha'maiser. Everyone is believed when it comes to blemishes in tithed animals. B'chor shenismes eno, and when it comes to a b'chor whose eye has been blinded, shenikta yado, or whose foreleg has been severed, shenishpura raglo, or whose hind leg has been broken, harizei yishachet api shlosha b'nei haknesses. This can be slaughtered on the testimony of three lay people, because these are such obvious injuries. If it's missing a leg, we know it's a mum. So any three people can permit this. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, afilu yesham esrim ushlosha, even if there's a court of 23 judges, lo yishachet ela api mumche. Nevertheless, the animal can only be slaughtered after being approved by an expert. Let's look at the Bartonuro. Heresi b'chor zeh, I showed this animal, l'chacham, to a sage, v'amar li shemum kavuahu, and he confirmed for me that this is a permanent blemish, v'shachto, and it can be slaughtered. Ubilvad shiyelo edim shelo hitlubo, and it's only if he has witnesses that he didn't cause the injury himself. Shakohanim chashudim lahatil mum bebechor kedei lemachro ulahachilo kecholin, because kohanim are suspected of inflicting wounds on firstborn animals so that they can eat it or sell it as non-sacrificial meat. Aval ein chashudim ochlo kachim tamimim bechutz, but they are not suspected of eating unblemished sacrifices outside the temple. V'lomar almum over shehu kavua, and of saying on a passing blemish that's going to get better, that it is in fact a permanent blemish. V'kohen shehu mumche, and if a kohen is an expert, ne'man ledun almum habachor shehu kavua ulahatiro. Then just because you're a kohen doesn't mean you can't become an expert and get certified in this matter, and if someone is certified in this matter, then he can evaluate them
for Kohanim. Hakol ne'amanim al mumei ha-maiser. Everyone is believed when it comes to blemishes on tithed animals. Shahakohanim chayivim lahafrish maiser behema kisrael. A Kohen has to separate every tenth animal as a tithe, just like a Yisrael does. So this law applies to everyone. The Hakol ne'emanim lomar amum hanaseb bebehemas meiser deshalo bekavana haya. And everyone is believed to say that an injury that befell an animal of meiser wasn't done intentionally. Vafilu habalam, even the owners are permitted to say this. Migu de'iboy shadi be muma bechule edre kodim shiaser. Because if he wanted to, he could have inflicted blemishes on every member of his flock before he took the tithe. V'nimtza shehameiser balmum. And then no matter who got picked, every animal that was in the meiser, was in the tithe, would have been a balmum. So he really could have dealt with this problem proactively, so there's no reason for him to lie after the fact. B'nei ha-knesses, lay people, klomer she'enu chachamim. They're not sages, they're not scholars. V'hani mili b'makom she'en yachid mumche. But this reliance upon three lay people is only when there's no expert available. Of Abamakam Shiyesh Yachid Mumche, but in a place where there is an expert available, Eno Nishachet Ela Al Pi Mumche, then it can only be slaughtered on that expert's approval. Vafilu Bumum Mufchak, even if it's an obvious blemish. Dumya de Hafaras Nadarim, and this is like undoing, freeing an oath that someone made and regretted. Shibamakam Shiyesh Yachid Mumche, Ein Shlosha Hedyotos Moilim. In a place where there is an expert, a scholar, a sage, then you don't go to three lay people. That's not efficient. That's only a backup method when the main method isn't available. Afilu hayusham esri mushlosha. But Rabbi Yossi says, even if you have a court of 23 judges, afilu hayusas in hedrin b'makom, even if there's a court in that place, ve'ein sham echad shenatal rishus lahatir mumei habachor, and there's no one available who got certified in evaluating blemishes of firstborn animals. Eno nishchad al pihem. Nevertheless, you cannot slaughter based on the Sanhedrin say-so. Vafilu b'mum muvchak, even if it's an obvious blemish like a missing leg. Ad shiyesham mumche, until there's an expert there. V'ein halachik Rabbi Yossi, but the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yossi, so in the case of an obvious blemish, if no expert is available, three lay people can permit the animal. All right, that's the end of Mishnah Hay. Join us tomorrow, and we will conclude this chapter and begin with Perek Vav.